Alu and its spoopy hold me. Oh my god, how did you even get that up here? Jessica laughed, poking at the rubber mask. I know a guy, maybe you heard of him? Mr. Amazon Prime? Mike said unflinchingly as his new face was smushed into his old one. With an unceremonious tug, Jessica pulled the zombie face off of her co-worker's head, turning it over in her hands. The oyop, this lame piece of shit? Yeah. I mean, the list to pick from was heavily edited. Either a celebrity, a robot of your choice, any puns have to be. Well, you're not that clever, so. Granted. Mike said, tugging his mask out of Jessica's hands. Anyway. If you're a pleb like me, then you're basically stuck with zombie, mummy or ghost. At least, with what you can get up here within half a year or make yourself. Honestly, with your pasty white skin I would have gone with ghost, hey. Jessica barely dodged the thrown mask, laughing as it collapsed on one of the lunchroom tables. Alright, alright. Man, this office party is gonna suck. No alcohol, no MDMA. Look, it was one time. Yeah, Jessica dismissed. Mind if I see the catalog? With a wordless grunt, Mike tossed the rolled-up mail-order catalog to his partner in crime. Well. Anyway, I'm going to get my shit ready and finish my rounds. Those oxygen scrubbers won't change themselves. I doubt you're gonna get anything from there for the party tonight. Jessica waved him off as she buried herself in the catalog. True. But I need a terrible sweater for the Christmas party next month. Turn off the gravity on your way out. There was a click and the sound of an airlock door opening and shutting in response. Jessica waited a few moments before pushing off with her toes. She gained some air and spun around, making sure the momentum would bounce her off the ceiling in a few minutes. Until then, she flipped through the OI mail order catalog, musing on what, if anything, she should buy for Christmas. Scene skip because I am a good room bot. Trigrax could quite easily murder you on accident. Granted, he never would, he was a pacifist. But the threat was there just based off of his biology. Once the dust had settled in Atlanta, and most of the world calmed down, there was immediate fascination with his species. Not just because they were first contact and accidentally successfully invaded the planet while apologizing profusely, but mainly because almost every human alive had seen his kind before. Just. Yano. Bony. And very, very dead. Trigrax was a raptor. Well. He was a Carnockian, but if you just took one of those raptors from Jurassic Park, gave them four eyes, opposable claws, tripled their size and kept the feathers, well. Point being, there was a media firestorm around their species, both good and bad. For a brief period some humans even thought his species were forerunners. Whatever that was, and started a cult around them. It was cute until they started to sacrifice goats. There was a long, long talk about convergent evolution after that. Trigrax was also having a good day. He was having a good day every day. As part of reparations to the human species, the Carnockians and the rest of the Galactic Senate pulled some of their vast resources together and built a few space elevators, coupled to the Zephyr stations. They were excellent points for the various species of the Senate to intermingle, exchange culture, assist in uplifting/employment and all other sorts of social services. Covertly, it was also a way to placate the more militant humans, as putting an alien embassy on every major continent smack dab in the center of some of their major metropolitan areas would seem less like ease of access and more occupying force. Trigrax was selected by representatives of the Sacred Council to help smooth over relations between the two species. And to generally prove to the intergalactic community that yes, while accidents do happen, you can always make things better than they were before if you work hard enough at it. This also means that he got to interact with humans on a daily basis, which is absolutely something his fellow Carnockians would take their own tails off for. Trigrax sang to himself as he rounded the corner, his tweets and peeping echoing down the hall. His implant indicated that someone accidentally turned off the gravity in one of the station employee lounges. And since he didn't want any of his human friends to get into trouble, he decided to make a little detour to the human-occupied part of the station to clean up the mess. Opening the offending door, he took a quick look around, noticing that it was empty, save for some floating snack wrappers. With a bemused chirp, he clicked the indicator panel, turning the relatively weak gravity back on. Holy shit. Trigrax looked up and saw a human fall from the ceiling. What a human was doing on the ceiling would be a question answered later. In a blink of an eye, he plowed through a steel table and a couple bolted seats, scattering them about as he stood directly under the human. Vertical bar, I've got you, little one! Exclamation mark, vertical bar, Trigrax said, smiling wide. Ah, close your mouth, please, the human screamed, before falling onto Trigrax with a heavy thud. With a subconscious reflex, Trigrax pulled the human against his chest tightly, his feathers expanding under his vest to provide warmth. The reflex lasted only a moment before he remembered himself and recovered, gently dropping the human down on its feet. Her feet. Vertical bar, are you all right? The ceiling is no place for you. Vertical bar, Trigrax chided gently, nosing the human about to fuss with her clothing. Fine. I'm fine. The human gently pushed Trigrax's muzzle away from her chest. Sorry, I didn't I wasn't expecting anyone. Trigrax nodded to himself. Vertical bar, understandable. I wasn't expecting anyone on the ceiling either. Vertical bar. The two of them shared a look with each other, before Jessica began walking backwards. Well, I see that you've got some metal to clean up, so I'll just be going now, okay? Trigrax smiled again, not noticing Jessica flinch, and waved goodbye. Vertical bar, okay. I'll clean this up in a few hours. Please don't tell your human friends to come in. Oh. And also not to rest on the ceilings. Please. Vertical bar. He stood there, smiling, as the human backed out of the room, murmuring half agreements and apologies. Scene skip, because I am a good room bot. Trigrax was still having a very good day. He saved a human who was stuck on the ceiling, further healing the rift that stood between proper human Karnakian relations. He was also, with the help of a swarm of microfabricators, rebuilding human only cafeteria 11B. He continued to sing and hum to himself, making sure the chairs were disassembled, repaired, and refabricated properly. As the sweeper drones made their second round, as metal filings are absolutely not what you want to step on, booted or not, he heard a mournful beep. Turning, he noticed a sweeper drone had come across a booklet of some sort. Idly, he bent down and picked it up. With extreme self-control, he folded the catalog in half, tucked it under his vest, and set the drones to complete the repair on autofabricate. The door slid closed behind him, and Trigrax began to walk back to the Galactic General section of Zephyr Station 8. As he rounded the corner, he began to pick up his pace. A brisk walk to his species was a decent run for us. And by the time he was out of the human-only area, he was in a full-blown sprint. Dorarais sidestepped him, Jornisians dipped to let him pass, and his fellow Karnakians just rolled their eyes and made way. Scene skip, because I am a good room bot. Shpresnrek murmured to herself and moved her pawn forward. She tasted the air for a brief moment before letting go of the piece, settling her hands back down in front of her. Magrisne of her Scarn remained on her haunches, staring at the board. The human game of chess was new to everyone. Of course it was, but it was simple in its rules and species agnostic. So it, along with a few other human games, had started to make their way into the galactic community at large. The Dorarizin picked a bishop, before letting it go and instead picking a rook, and moved it forward, blocking Shpresnrek's pawn. There, it. The door to their private lounge didn't so much as open as it evaporated, bits of it flying around the inside of the room to the consternation of the duo and the rest of the patrons. Trigrax had appeared, and he had news. Brethren, he chirped, happily taking the blows of various snacks, drinks, spicy insults and scraps of door as he skipped his way into the room. By Satek who circles the world, can't you just be normal? Groused Shpresnrek, working in tandem with Regrisne to place pieces back in the proper positions. What could possibly you just drop this on our game board? Seriously. Regrisne of her Scarn growled at Trigrax. I'm going to be talking to your counselor about this. Brethren, look first. I came here as soon as I found it. It's, oh. The dynamic entry, combined with the reactions of the chess players, caught everyone's attention. A circle of interested species formed as the Jornician flipped through the OI handbook catalog. Let's see here. Approved food, approved snacks, approved, huh? Well, I didn't read it before coming here, what's the deal? Trigrax peeped, dancing in place. It's a list of costumes. Oh. Look. The date, they're going to be doing costumes tonight? Was anyone invited? Ah, Regrisne murmured, tilting her head. When I talked to my human, he was saying that's what their young do. I guess the adults do it as well sometimes? Maybe it varies by culture? Or by person? Someone else piped up, the table now thick with faces. Let's see here. Approved and unapproved costumes. Regrisne of her scare and laughed as she saw a human in what looked like a Dororazin costume, a very bad one at that. Ah, no. No way, no scentless way. They're trying. Let's see. Werewolf. Anyone got anything cultural from that? Shpresnra called out, loud enough for the whole room to hear. Ah, someone piped up from the back. Old story, basically a hybrid of their wolf, predator, a pack hunter, and a human. So possibly a cursed human? Makes sense. Next, a zombie. Well, we all know that one dead human brought back to life. Very scary. Shpresnra grinned to some sarcastic agreements. Ghost? Is that a spirit? Let's just roll with the whole curse theme. A cursed spirit could be a ghost. If I recall, this holiday was supposed to be about scaring each other, right? Another Karnakian ventured, taking notes. Okay. A mummified human. Isn't that one of their cultural artifacts? A Dororazin piped up, and there was a slight debate. Okay, so a cursed, preserved human. Next on the list, in no particular order. Vampire. Regrisne of her scare and hummed to herself as she studied the attached picture, blood on the mouth, so eats. Probably other, humans. Probably another curse of some sort. Hey, brethren? Most everyone turned to Trigrax, a concerned look on his face. Has anyone else noticed that most of their fears are of other, humaness? The group silently studied the list and attached photos with a little more scrutiny. Are they okay? Scene skip because I am a good room bot. Director Glenn Silk Abramson smiled as he raised a glass of non-alcoholic punch. Ladies and gentlemen, first, a happy Halloween to everyone. Happy Halloween! Cheered the motley crew of people before him, some raising up drinks and others. Snacks, as they gleefully interrupted their boss. Yeah, yeah. Anyway. Happy Halloween. Second, thank you all very much for only wearing the approved costumes. I noticed some of our allies out there noticing you. Notice me, Senpai, someone in the back yelled out. And received a flat stare in response over the laughter of the crew. Right, well. Anyway, it's good to keep things professional and not step on any toes. On that note, officially I have to explicitly inform everyone that there is to be no heavy drinking. No drugs, regardless of what country you're from, and that we still have work tomorrow. The doors to ballroom/meeting area 5C opened up to a menagerie of galactic species. Everyone was represented in varying amounts. And in varying degrees they all looked worried. They should. Director Abramson was getting tired of being interrupted. Well. Welcome to the human-only Halloween party, impromptu guests. Is something the matter? A Jornishan made its dash way up to the stage as the rest of the Xeno's crew mingled with, and singled out, a human. I don't know, Director. Is something the matter? Director Glenn Silk Abramson, manager of 200 humans and the countless thousands that went through his docks every day, sucked on his cheek as he was pulled into a full-body hug. Am I missing something? He said to the room in general, watching his other crewmates being gently held, or passed from one Xeno to another. SSH. If you are, we'll take care of it from now on, the Jornishan said, gently rubbing Glenn's back. Turns out, it was an okay Halloween office party after all.